someone can kick us off. When was the last time you did an intro, Jackson?
I was just about to say that, Jackson.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a long time.
I don't know. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the official podcast. There's Jackson. That's me. We've also got Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya. Those are the regular guys that you've heard every single week. And joined with us this week is Gus Johnson. How's it going, man? Introduce yourself.
Hey, it's going well. I'm Gus Johnson. That's what they need to know.
That was perfect. Great. I couldn't have put it any better.
That's what it says on my Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
You're just reading a script.
Before we even started this show, Gus just flew out of the gate saying, yeah, things are going terribly. It's really bad over here. So, Gus, I would love for you to elaborate now that we are hot and live on the internet.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, what's going on? What's wrong?
Let's kick 2019 off on a real sour note. Like, our New Year's resolution was make the podcast more somber. Let's get into it, baby.
Well, I spent the whole day at the fucking hospital. My girlfriend and I went in, and somebody had some digestive stuff going on. It was me. So then that's what was my day today.
Oh, no.
Did they have to do any invasive procedures, like stick tubes up your ass?
No, they haven't
like
had to do it. I've never had a procedure done where someone had to go up there and root around it all too. I know it's gonna come, but I've gotten pretty lucky. I haven't even had to do stool sample shit, no pun intended, before. But I've gotten off scot free.
It's gonna come? How often are you in the hospital for digestive problems?
This is my first time. No, it was just abdominal shit. I thought I was like clogged up or something, but I might have pulled a weird muscle in my abs or something from not working out and then going to 0 to 100 all the time. You know, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So wait, you kind of have these long pauses between you actually do workouts and stuff?
Yeah, I don't really work out as much. I'm 23 now. In high school, I used to run cross country and play basketball and stuff too. But now I don't do shit. But then I forget that I don't have a young, spry, athletic body anymore. So then I'll start rolling on a video and just go fucking balls to the wall and then just be ailing for days afterwards.
I feel that, man. Interestingly enough, just had something very similar to you. I thought I got a fucking appendicitis, but it turns out it was just a muscular thing.
Really?
Shit's scary.
Yeah, it sucks. Now I gotta work out again.
From just ab crunching too hard. Trying to get too in shape.
I don't know what mine was from. Hopefully nothing too bad, but yeah, I had something super similar to that. Luckily also no tubes in my asshole either, so we're in the same boat there.
Is the science settled on that yet? Is the appendicitis, the appendix, is it useless or what's up with that?
I rarely
use
mine.
Do you mean in general? Well, as a doctor, I'm pretty sure the appendix is fully useless, being that you can get it entirely removed with no ill
effects.
What's
the point? That's not the pancreas. No, it is the appendix, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the appendix. The only thing the appendix is there to do is sit in your body like a time bomb and sometimes burst and give you appendicitis. That's it. It's your fail-safe in case you don't want to live
anymore
biologically.
At some point, I read an article that said that the appendix is... It's housing a bunch of bacteria that are helpful to you. So I didn't know if it was conclusively useless and worthless or what it is.
I thought, and I'm going purely off memory from college, I thought the appendix was pretty much like the gallbladder during your development stage in the womb. So it was like training wheels for forming your gallbladder. But I can't quite remember. I could be totally wrong.
That's a boring ass organ.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, man. That's on the bottom of my tier list for Smash Ultimate of the organs. It's fucking awful.
I almost want to just rip it out as a matter of principle.
I always think about that, if I do have to go in, when I had my ear tube taken out when I was a child, because I had little ear tubes, I told you about that, and they circumcised me when I got it done.
How old were you?
That's completely different parts of the body, too. How did they make that connection?
I was 8 years old.
Your ear tube was so long.
Yeah, I always remember babies coming out with their big ear tubes, and you gotta take care of them while they're young.
It's only a hypothesis. We talked about this on the podcast before.
I don't remember it.
I used to put my dick tip deep into my foreskin and kind of make it a pin whistle. A penny whistle, excuse me.
Yeah, that's fun.
But then after I had ear tubes in when I was doing that, which was a surgical procedure because I couldn't hear shit when I was a kid. But then my ears started to develop better, so then I needed to get the ear tubes taken out, which was another surgical procedure. And then after that, I couldn't do that with my penis head anymore. That's what I'm remembering. So I'm assuming that when they put me under, my parents just told them to circumcise me as well. And what I wish they would have done also is take out, like, the appendix, the tonsils, shit that you can definitely be without.
That's a great question. How far can you optimize a human being? Like, what can you do? How many pounds can you lose? How much faster and more sleek can you get by just cutting shit out?
You could probably just ditch all the bone marrow.
Not a lot.
What's that shit do anyway? Like, store fats and stuff? Amount.
Remember the human Ken doll and the human Barbie, and they look absolutely atrocious because they have silicone abs and silicone pecs, and they look completely like these weird creatures.
That's not optimized in the right direction, though. That's optimized for they're trying for appearance or whatever. I think Andrew's talking about, like, can you make the perfect human being by removing things?
Kind of. Like, get rid of all the flaws. Like, let's say I wanted to go to a doctor and go, look, man, appendix, gone. Tonsils, gone. And wisdom teeth, get them out of there. Like, anything you don't typically use or need. How many pounds could I lose? How much higher could I jump? You know what I mean?
That's not
how much
optimizing
of an impact would it have?
That's not optimizing the person as much as it is getting the bang for your buck and the operation, like they did with Charlie, where they thought, hey, we're going to put him under anyway, so might as well fix all of this. So, hey, we're going to fix your bad knee, but I see you also want a gender reassignment surgery, so we're going to put some silicone tits on you and fix those wisdom teeth. Don't worry about it. We'll fix everything. Take your appendix out, and then you wake up a completely new person.
They tell you all that while you're going under.
Yeah. Plus, Charlie, I like how
we'll slap some tits on you.
I like how you said, too, it's like, oh, I think that while I was under, they just took, like, they don't just slit you from head to toe and be like, all right, guys, what's fucking up in here? Let's just pull this out, pull that out.
It's just a mechanic. Yeah.
It would be amazing. I'm glad that you have to consent to every single little tiny bit down to the smallest detail, or does your parents do if you're underage? Because imagine if you were under on the operating table and the doctor goes, well, this guy's coughing. Maybe you should remove his tonsils and his vocal cords too.
Yeah.
That would be best for him. He's been complaining about knee problems. Let's amputate them.
Well, that's less of a doctor and more of like a mad scientist or a villain.
That's a crime against humanity.
I mean, it would get rid of them, though. Like, if you're nipping every fucking problem in the bud, though, you just take the knees out and then, like, I mean, you can't really run, but you don't get knee problems.
Knees are the source of every problem.
I think the problem is that most people have empathy. And if you were a doctor, you would just start going, I'm going to start chopping away until laws say I can't.
Yeah, but you would have those people still frequenting that doctor. You guys remember
the
first BioShock where you would have that whole chapter about the one doctor who would fuck up his patients?
I was just going to say that. Yeah, what's his name?
It was like the second chapter, and he was like a plastic surgeon who eventually started making monster men and shit.
It's a fucking video game, cool. But you just know somebody, especially America, somebody would do that. Somebody would go to that guy and say, hey, make me into the Hulk, and then he wakes up as a gimp golem-like creature with his legs missing. And it happened.
Dr. Lamb. Mm. That was it.
Dr. Lamb. I thought it was Steinman.
Dr. Lamb. Wait, Steinman? Wait, then who's Dr. Lamb? Because I remember Dr. Lamb
wasn't
was a big
Dr.
thing.
Wasn't Dr. Lamb the lady who controlled the little sisters? Wasn't that her?
Oh, yeah, she was the big villain in the second one.
I don't remember.
Okay, never. I flipped it. You're right. You're right. Either way, the fucking Dr. Man who would, slash up all the ladies. Yeah,
point is
that.
The BioShock universe takes place, at least the first two or three ones take place in this city that's based on Ayn Rand's idea that capitalism is just fully rampant. Nobody gets, there is no regulations. If a doctor wants to chop off your dick during an operation for your toe, he can. And I think people would do it. Why not?
I'm honestly a lot happier, because if someone told me they'd be snipping my winky dink when I was a child, I'd probably say no. But since they did it at that point in time, I'm happier.
All right, let's have that discussion then. You guys know me, I'm not afraid of going into controversial places and saying, you know, alt-right things, but I don't think male circumcision is that bad. I know there's a whole debate, I know it's, you know, it's being called the second genocide and all that, but I think a circumcised dick kind of looks nice. It looks better.
Yeah, honestly, I'd get it again if I had to.
Yeah.
with my existing allotment of skin. I don't need.
What else can we cut off?
I'm thinking about a couple scrot snips too.
Who needs
actually
these testicles?
So much dick skin, and I have no place to put it. Get it out of here.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I'm glad that my parents made it.
I'm against it.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm glad that my parents did it to me. Like, but then again, same. I don't know the other side of the coin. You know, I'm not. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, is it harder to clean and stuff? Is there gunk in there? I don't know, but I'm just glad with what I got.
It just, I don't like the arguments that people make where, oh, it's your parents making a very important decision for you. Yeah, that's what a parent does. They pick your name, they pick where you go to school, they pick what you get to eat, they pick literally everything until you're 18 years old, right? It's not exactly this one-off situation where they decide how your dick's gonna look.
Yeah, but this is the argument actually is your parents are making a very significant choice to mutilate your genitals. When you factor that in, the question becomes
that
different.
That might, and very scientifically,
what if your parents
you
wanted to call you retard? That's your name.
And you can legally get your name changed. You can't legally grow your foreskin.
You kind of can. I mean, there's this thing where apparently some people are pulling on their foreskin enough to where it grows back.
I mean, that's just delusionment by that point. That's like people who are short stretching their arms real high up and thinking they got taller. It's not the same.
No, it's more like people who are really short breaking their legs and then gaining an inch or two. It kind of works sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it works.
That's a huge gamble.
Yeah, is that really that it works? I mean, you break your legs, you gain an inch. Why not? That's a whole different thing too, because every male is born with a foreskin. Not every man is born short.
Well, that's true. So what you're saying is being short is a choice. Well, thank you. Finally.
Yeah, exactly. I'll stand up for my beliefs. Being short is a choice.
We're all thinking.
All of you out there. All of you out there, all
look,
you
I'm
shorties,
just saying,
you're just not thinking and believing hard enough.
Saying,
it up.
It's not that big of a deal to me. I don't like it when people compare it to female circumcision where they literally cut off the clitoris. It's not exactly the same thing when you take a little bit of skin compared to taking the woman's basically the whole thing that makes her have any fun during sex. It seems a little more extreme. I don't think the two are very comparable.
I agree. And again, I'd like to say fuck short people.
To that, by the
it's
way,
the thesis.
Andrew, did I know this came up before? I made Charlie. I linked him the Dick Masterson's The Dick Show. He had on a guy who underwent the leg lengthening procedure.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Shit.
The guy called in. Apparently, he went to Thailand or one of those countries. And he underwent a surgery, and he's happy about it.
They just broke his legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently what they do is they put, like, they break your leg bones, and then they put braces on your leg bones, so you have to adjust them to make your leg bones longer, so when they heal back, there's more, I don't know how to, like, the scar tissue, I suppose, fills in the gaps in a way. And at the end of it, your legs are a little longer, an inch or two. And this guy gained like 2 or 3 inches. And he said, you know, I was miserable during, and I even contemplated suicide. But, you know, now, a year or two later, it was totally worth it. And I don't know.
I mean, this guy knows that there are platform shoes, right?
Yeah, this guy also knows there's a thing called self-confidence, right?
Yeah. I mean,
self-confidence doesn't make you taller.
How do you fucking tell your partner, too?
It makes you not give a shit.
That's easy to say, Andrew, as a 7-foot man. Yeah. Are you talking with
look,
no experience? Why do these
guys,
short guys
let me,
just
let me
bother?
Get on, guys, let me get on one knee here so we can speak face-to-face about this, okay? Look, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all body self-confidence issues. There's all sorts of everything with that. I mean, whatever is, if he's happy with it, that's fantastic. That's great. But there's plenty of people out there who are short and they don't need to undergo that to still have a good, happy life.
This is like a Greek Adonis talking down to you because he's
thanks
got,
for the
because
insight,
you've got self-confidence
Goliath.
Issues.
Look, if you'll excuse me, guys, I have some cereal on the top shelf, and I would love to just grab it and eat some right now.
Andrew, does everyone just look like Kevin Hart to you?
What, black?
Wow, hey, Jesus. Buddy, I don't see color. I only see size. What?
Yeah, I only I see don't
know
height.
How, oh, Jesus, I didn't know he was a midget.
He's actually Kevin, he's Kevin Hart.
He's very short. Isn't he like 5'6", yeah. 5'5"?
He's, five, yes, he's
five
the same word.
5'4", that's
he's
even
pretty
worse.
Damn short.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, that's yeah. why.
And well, yet, and well, yet he's on. A multi-million dollar earning comedic actor.
Well, it hold on a second, boys. Hold on. Let's back up a second. I think we might have a secret shorty amongst us. How tall are you, Gus? It's hard to tell in the videos.
Oh, I am actually 6'1".
Get fucked.
Boom. And it's a choice I made at childhood, and you should have made that choice, too.
Gus, I'm just stretching out right here in the over 6 foot club. Isn't it nice to belong to something?
Aren't you glad that you also broke your legs at a young age?
Yeah, I got the Thailand surgery when I was born.
The old 1-2 Thailand snap.
Yeah, they asked me, do you want to be circumcised or taller? And I had to think it over real quick.
See, I actually just transferred my snipped foreskin to the heels, and it gave me a couple inches.
You have the most calloused feet known to man. Yeah,
it's really bad.
That, too, sometimes I think about that when they, like, reconstruct burn victims' faces, and they say, like, oh, we're going to take this skin from your buttocks and graft it onto your face. Like, you're going to walk around with ass face. Is that really much better than acid face?
The only one I know is, like, when they do tendon repair, sometimes they'll take tendons from, like, the weirdest spots on the body. Like, I'm surprised they're not, like, reaching into the fucking butthole and pulling little pieces out there. Very odd.
Tendons are fucking... Butthole. Tendons are the douchebag stragglers of the body where, like, you work out, your muscles are evolving, you're taking your protein, you're eating healthy, but your tendons are like, nah, I'm gonna be a weak little bitch. You did a little push-up on a awkward angle? Well, enjoy golfer's elbow for 2 months. That's what they need to fix.
Tendons, like you said, another metaphor for that is like when the whole class kind of collectively realizes that the teacher forgot to give homework until the very end, and the tendon just goes, you didn't give us the homework, and then it just fucks it up for all the other hard work.
Tendons are that thing where you'll go rock climbing, like, and you're like, I'm in decent shape, and I've been practicing rock climbing, and this and that, and I can do it, and then you use one finger ever so slightly wrong, and hey, look, now you can't do this
for
a few
weeks.
Well,
let me tell that story, the time we all went rock climbing and I was feeling my heartbeat in my eyeballs and passing out almost.
Yeah, you had a fucking like episode with death.
I had no idea what the hell happened. So for those who might not know, we met up at some point in Tampa because this is so long ago. No, I realize some people don't know about this. We met up.
I knew I
and
could,
the first
I could
time,
sense that Tampa accent, by the way.
Yeah, you can, right?
You can hear the uneducation.
The miseducation.
Hear the retirement
My
goals.
Parents never let me out. They just raised me indoors and they made me watch, I don't know, German videos all day. So we go climbing and I have a great time. I love climbing. Everybody is having fun. I had to do this 1 hour sign up for this fucking club. And then I had to do like a 15 minute tutorial with this kid giving me instructions on things that I'm not going to use anyway. Like I'm going to climb up 2 feet and I'm going to fall on my ass, man. It's like, let's skip this. Come on. But it's procedure. I had to do it. So that day is great. But I kind of overdid it. Right. My tendons hurts, but I'm too stupid to realize that. You know, my tendons are being a bitch. I get a rest a month before I continue working out as hard as I did. So during that week where my arms kind of sort of hurt, I liked going down on in Charlie's house and I just liked, you know, working out while everybody was sleeping still. I was waiting like a little child for everybody to get up so I could play with them like an anxious dog or something. And then we went climbing again, and that second time we went climbing, my tendons just, I don't know what the fuck happened. It hurts so much. It was a kind of pain I've never felt in my life before. And my head started spinning. I started feeling my heartbeat in my head. Everything started going lighter, and I'm sort of embarrassed, like, God, Kai, don't be a bitch, don't pass out here, don't tell people. What are you gonna do, like, tell people that you're about to pass out, you little, come on. Tough it out. But I couldn't. I had to like go next to sit down next to Charlie and tell him, like, dude, can you keep an eye on me in case I like pass out while I'm on my feet and hit my head on a table or something and die? Can you take me home? And at that point, Charlie's like, what the fuck? And we ended our climbing session there. I think it was just, I don't know if Jackson was there. Or
no, I wasn't. I was at Disney World for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you sure? I thought you and Kira came and did
it. No, we went for the first one. Yeah.
The second time it was me, Andrew, and Charlie. And I think Tiana was out doing something. So I tell the guys, I can't hear. Because something happens where I sat down next to Charlie and I'm about to tell him that I'm a bitch, basically, right? I'm about to tell him, like, hey, man, I'm about to puke and pass out here. Can you make sure nobody date rapes me? And then all of a sudden, I lose hearing in my left ear. And 2 seconds later, I lose hearing in my right ear. And I'm looking at him and I'm like grinning ear to ear because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You're so happy to die.
No, I'm nervous and like, what is this? Right? You're kind of excited because this is a new experience. Like,
you're excited to be losing your mortal coil. Yeah, I know that feeling.
No, not excited is the wrong word, but like, what the fuck? Like, this is, I'm a little bit nervous here, but I couldn't hear Charlie. I told him, like, I can't hear you right now. Charlie's smiling and looking at me and mumbling something. I'm not sure what the fuck he's saying. I don't know if he's telling me to man up and keep climbing. I don't know if he's saying that he's worried about me. I don't know. I just know that I hear nothing. It feels like I'm underwater and dizzy. And the guys, you know, they call it off. I take off the climbing shoes, we get in the car, I'm hugging this bottle of water with both of my hands and I'm shaking, trying to guide it to my mouth like I'm docking a space station to a rocket or something. It got better then, but I really thought I was going to pass out at that point. It was really, really weird, and I do think it was because of the tendon pain, because my tendons, they hurt like hell on both arms. I know it's called, there's two versions of it. There's golfer's elbow and there's tennis elbow. I forget which one I had, but I had one of the two and it was really, really bad. It hurts like hell. And I knew I had to back off immediately. I couldn't keep climbing.
And that's why I always say Kaya's a bitch.
Yeah.
What's the worst pain you felt, Gus?
What's the worst pain I felt? Oh, dude, I remember. This was the stupidest. I was going to ask you earlier, what's the stupidest injury you've ever had? And I remember I was about 6 years old, and I had this, like, cool plastic tube that where you could shoot foam darts, like, you know, like the Indiana Jones guys that poison darts and shit. So I just was I had it in my mouth, and I went down the slide outside my house, and my feet jammed up, and I face planted, and this plastic tube that was like an inch in diameter cut the back of my throat, like a perfect circle cut right on like my uvula and shit. And it was just unbearable. Like, it hurt to breathe for like 3 days, and I could only eat like ice cream and oatmeal for like 4 weeks.
Oh no.
Holy shit.
Just wow. Ice yeah, cream.
Fucking rough. What a terrible
and oatmeal. Well, I suffered.
Okay, that's your fault for mentioning oatmeal. Yeah. I just go, Mom, I just, anything but ice cream, it hurts. I should have done that to the guys when I was at the climbing gym. Like, Charlie, I need ice cream. Oh, that's another thing. Charlie, we were going to eat
date rape duty.
We were going to eat cockroaches, remember? But they were out or something.
Crickets.
I had the cricket chips.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was saying, hey, yeah, if you guys want to eat the cricket chips, I'll have some cricket chips. Somebody bitched out, I don't know who, but I was down to eat them.
That was when you died. That was when you died.
Yeah.
So it was you who bitched out.
Yeah, somebody bitched out. I wonder who.
I mean, yeah, you're calling me out, but it's true. I was just, you know, my world is spinning. I'm sitting there like, don't be a man. Suck it up. Don't tell him. Don't show weakness. It's like a hangover. Suck it up. But I couldn't. It was just too fucking weird.
Yeah.
Ever eaten like bugs and stuff at all?
Mm-mm. Mm.
I did when I was a kid.
Technically, yes.
When I was a kid,
yeah, I've been ants.
Yeah, ants.
Someone sent me, like, well, I remember my little brother when he was a kid, he used to, like, sit by the heating vent in our kitchen and pick dead ladybugs out and just, like, eat them like crazy. Which I didn't get. But, like, a year ago, somebody sent me a bunch of, like, cheddar cheese flavored mealworms, you know, those little, like, larva looking things. And like just dried out, and I tried them, and honestly, like if I was blindfolded, I would just think it was like a shitty chip or something. It was not bad.
I think that's kind of the case for most of that shit, like cockroach milk and all that shit that's coming out. I bet that tastes just like the counterpart, but maybe a little worse.
Difference. But yeah, it would taste like almond milk, maybe. I don't know. But I wouldn't mind too much. It's just the word cockroach is... I wish I had the same level of inhibition I did when I was a child, where I would just dip salt sticks into little ants, and that's how I would eat my...
Like a fucking, like an orangutan, just put it down the anthill and slurp whatever comes out.
That's what I used to do.
Well, I mean, He's from Turkey, man. That's like a delicacy.
No,
I wouldn't
sport. Stick it down the ant hole to get like a huge lollipop of ants. But if there was like an ant walking by me, I would take my salt stick, whatever you call them in America, and I would push it. I would smush the ant with it and then eat it with the ant on it.
Salt stick. What the fuck is a salt stick?
Yum. I don't know what you guys call them.
Sounds like a weapon. I can't even think of the
slang for a switchblade or a machete.
Yeah, that's what I used to eat in Turkey. Of the US equivalent. These things, the long.
Oh, a pretzel stick.
Pretzel stick. Okay.
Oh, okay. God,
a salt
stick? Pretzel sticks. A salt. That, okay. Salt is what goes on.
Yes.
It. Salt's what goes on the pretzel stick.
That's that's like calling an ice cream sundae like peanut goop or something.
Yeah.
I love when I was enjoying
my chocolate sauce bowl.
I love when you Americans who make up like maybe 2% of the planets make fun of shit that the rest of the planet calls them for. Like
pretzel's your fucking word. Isn't it? You just
is that what they call them in Turkey,
now.
Or is that just you growing
no,
up?
No, it's what they call them in Germany, too, in Europe. As you might have noticed, it's
salt stick?
Salt stick.
Notice how it says salty pretzel sticks in the title there? I'm not too far off, even from the stock photo description.
I get why they're called that, but at the same... And looking up salt sticks on Google Images does bring back a bunch of pretzel sticks, but... I mean, like, they're made out of pretzels. They're not made out of salt. So they should be called pretzel sticks.
But they're sticks that taste like salt.
They taste like salty pretzels.
I just looked up the origin of the word pretzel. The origin of the word is from mid-19th century Germany.
Get fucked!
The own language.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, he said pretzel.
You just got fucking pretzel rolled.
Yeah, he said pretzel, so
Germany master race, baby. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Well, you know,
that's the wrong country to use that expression for, but you get what I meant.
But you guys know what goes really well with your pretzel sticks or salt sticks, right?
Honey.
It's honey. That's right.
Is it actually honey?
It is absolutely honey.
100%.
Is this a tie-in to your sponsor, or are you actually suggesting
this,
a call?
In fact, it is a tie-in to our sponsor. You're a very sharp man. You've probably heard me talk about honey, because I just mentioned it goes great on pretzels, but it does a lot of other things, because honey makes your Amazon shopping better. There are millions of sellers on Amazon offering the same products, and honey is out there right now to provide a simple way to find out who's giving you the lowest price. Honey compares thousands of vendors and different websites to help you find the best price for your online shopping, applying discounts and deals as you shop. And the best thing about Honey is it's free. We say this every single time we have this fucking company sponsoring this podcast. We love this service and we all use it. It's free, and I'm genuinely upset at people who don't use it because you get it for fucking nothing. Sign up for Honey. Save money by doing nothing. Why don't you do this already? Go to joinhoney.com/official so you can get Honey the proper way. That's joinhoney.com/official. It is the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money. Gus, I would love for you to tell me what the first thing you would buy using honey is.
You know what? You've thrown it to me for a bit, but I want to like straight up say that genuinely when Eddie Burback and I were setting up our podcast, honey directly saved us like hundreds and hundreds of fucking dollars. Like it's genuinely like just fucking get it. It's the easiest shit ever. It saves you a lot of money. I didn't really give you a good bit there, but that was a good plug. So you guys should probably like PayPal me 50 bucks.
You got to remember, actual sponsorships are better than any bit. So thank you.
You got it, boys.
Goddamn right. I went onto our subreddit today and I saw.
Oh, no. Oh, God, you made a mistake. What's wrong with you?
The subreddit's great.
Subreddit is great. I saw this thread called "This podcast ruined any potential podcasts for me." And, you know, I felt my balls expand in my MeUndies yet again.
With pee?
He pissed himself out of fear.
No, out of happiness. I pissed myself out of just pure pride. Looking onto our work and knowing it's better than all the dreck out there.
Not Gus and Eddie's podcast. That's that better too, than
fuck
ours. Them.
Fuck you, Ed.
I sincerely hope
when
you're
Eddie
not.
Came on, he said this. He said the same thing.
I want to be humble, but it's kind of true. I listened to the H3 podcast, and I don't want to. And you know, we're kind of better. I don't want to ring my own bell here, but you know, it's kind of.
This year's Game Awards for humbleness between Red Dead Redemption 2 and Kaya, it goes to Kaya. Yeah. Gus, I wanted to toss something your way, man.
Yeah, what's
up? So this is something we ask everyone. Are you a big masturbator?
Am I a big masturbator? I would say maybe like 5 times a week, so probably, yeah.
It's like, do you have any interesting masturbatory tales to share with us? Anything very interesting, wild, and wacky?
Masturbatory tales, Oh, I remember when I was a kid, I started like looking at like porn and stuff when I was probably in like 7th grade for the most part. And my first phone was like an old like Motorola Dash, which was like the first Windows phone with a full every button included keyboard. It was miserable to try to use. But like I'd go to my grandpa's house and I'd just be sitting in the bathroom. And I remember one time it was in like 7th grade. I just was looking for funny memes and stuff. And I searched like stupid people. And then on like page 3, there was like this big photo of like 100 girls on the naked bike parade or whatever. And there were just 100 girls there. And I was just like, I don't know how I didn't fucking realize
Dude,
that
that's
I could
too
just,
much for any man.
I know. I was just like, instantly, I just realized, how did I not know I could just look up porn? It took me till 7th grade, and it was just completely downhill from there. I squandered any potential I had from then on.
They know.
That fucking prayed, man.
Right? Those nudist sprinters or marathon runners and whatever triathlon runners, they know that half the internet's just jacking off to them, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think like normal triathlon runners think
that.
No, not
normal.
But like maybe the nude ones. Okay.
No, the nude ones for sure. And even then, some of the regular ones.
Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite part when they cross this one.
I'm talking about the nude ones because they have these nude events where it's like nude cycling or 10 miles, 20 miles. I trained so hard for this. Who cares? You're naked. That's all everybody is Googling. Well, nobody gives a shit about how hard you train or if you won.
You know, I do remember, I have a secondhand story like that. I remember there was this kid in my class in 8th grade who genuinely, like, during social studies class, like he was just jerking it in his desk. And when he was done, like he was whispering to, he was like whispering to people around him. And he's like, he said like, should I like come? Should I come on the desk or whatever? And people are like, what? No, what?
He was trying to get like crowd participation going.
Yeah. Audience so wait, the fucking teacher's teaching a lesson on like Edgar Allan Poe or something. He's just looking at the classmates going, should I come? Yeah. Should I come?
Does anyone have a question? What the fuck? A really shaky hand arises from the back. Should I come? No.
Should I come?
It was, she was kind of like...
Was this not common in America?
I guess not, no.
Making sure everyone was coming?
That's what we call pretzels, or salt sticks.
I'm just asking because Turkey in like grade school, especially, all the boys would just sit in the back and jerk off under their hoodies and such.
What?
Why?
Jesus. Yeah, if you have a hot...
That was what? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Turkey's a hard place.
Turkish kids grow up fast. They just, you know, if you have a hot art teacher, you're not going to sit there listening to her.
I guarantee Kaya was a back row. But Kaya was a back row brigadier for sure.
Oh, I was an example student. I would just sit in the front, be quiet.
Oh, bolt. Yeah, because you could see your titties better that way.
He just jerked off in the front.
Yeah. Kai was so alpha male in that school, he didn't even care who saw. He just dropped his pants to his ankles while sitting there. Yeah,
so you weren't a back row beater, you were a front row fapper?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's some bold shit.
The tier lists.
Yeah. Yeah, that's patented too, so don't
use
that.
What was the aftermath? Did the class make a fight circle around them, shouting like, come.
Yeah, and then they applauded when it happened.
Well, the weird thing is, like, it was just one of those kids that, like, was clearly so damaged, you know, where they just would do shit for attention, so no one was like, yeah, dude, do it. They were just like, come on, man. No.
You might be lying. I feel like if someone in my class started masturbating, maybe one person would say, do it. You got this.
I love, too, that, like, in his mind, why would that help him to climax? Like, I need 50 likes in the chat here. I'm not going to climax. No, but he just was like, he's like, should I do it? Should I come on the desk? And we're like, I don't know. Don't do that, maybe. And he stood up and he like, cause he was just doing it under his hoodie. It's always hoodies. He like lifts up the little flap part, you know, of his hoodie, not his penis. And he finished all over the desk, and mid finish, the teacher saw him. And it's like, he was past the point of no return, you know? So she's just like, I almost name dropped him, but I'll call him Aaron, stop doing that. And it's
Eddie, no.
Eddie Burback, you get out of my class right now.
Shoot. Don't go back to the principal.
Aaron is Eagle Raptor, damn it.
Yeah, it's Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps, you get out of my class.
I'm just tanking careers here.
Be an example student like John Tron.
Yeah, like John Tron and Danny Sexbang in the back.
What was funny, though, too, is after he, like, fucking, he came on the desk, and, like, the teacher immediately...
He said what he would do.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
He warned you all.
He did. I mean, we can't blame him. Like, he did give us a heads up. Does that make it consensual? No.
That's a good point.
They sent him to the office.
No, it doesn't.
And then the teacher called the janitor and, like, explained what was going on. And, like, he didn't come down. And then 20 minutes later, the same kid came back with the principal. And the principal watched him wipe up his own, like, jizz on the desk.
Oh.
That is an awful
Not a good
move.
Situation.
And then he filmed it for posterity for the school record, right?
Yeah. Hopefully.
He said, I have to take photos. For the school board.
Yeah, this goes in the yearbook.
Smile, god damn it.
Yeah, make sure to look at the camera and look like you hate it. Just
What, like for his private collection?
Yes, Kaya, that was the joke.
So he looks it up like a detective in a movie, like, yes, this is come clean it now.
Yeah. That's a great question, though. Do you guys think that you could, like, full-on masturbate and come if you had an audience cheering you on?
Certainly not.
I was just thinking about that when Gus was... I was thinking, like, when Gus was
telling
that
story. It's random people, too. It's not like your friends or, like, people you're close to. It is just random people in an audience going, like, yeah, go, do it! Like, any of that.
No, I honestly think it depends. It depends on the audience. Like, I feel like if I was the cool kid in class and I'm in Gus's situation here, and, like, I'm super cool and the whole class, the teacher, they all like me, and I stand up like, who wants to see me come? I feel like I get an audience behind me like, yeah, Charlie, come! Well,
maybe that's the fantasy the kid had. When he stood up, he thought in his head, he was like, who all over here wants me to come? And he thought, like, everyone would applaud instead of coming off as, should I come?
Like,
should I?
Like some Dead Poets Society shit. Just everyone on their desk. Yeah. Oh, fapping, my fapping.
Yeah. I'm coming. Yeah. I'm coming.
I feel like it's all dependent on the person. Like, if the fucking star quarterback of my high school team just starts jerking off in class and then asks for us to, like, give him permission, I think everyone would eagerly give him permission. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that this was, like, the weird glue sniffer scratching his neck.
Right. But on the same token, do you think that would ruin his popularity?
I don't know.
Might make him even more popular.
It definitely would go extreme in either direction, though. It would either destroy him or just launch him into the stratosphere of popularity.
Yeah.
That's such a gray line. It's like, is jacking off in class and coming cool or not cool?
Well, yeah, I'm sure like all of his friends and stuff would say it as really cool. Like they'd be like, "Oh, look what Jason did. How cool is he? He's really stuck it to the teacher or whatever."
So, obviously if he's like a bad kid, like he gets into discipline problems, he's wicked fucking cool after doing that. Like if he's graffitiing the halls and vandalizing the teacher's cars and then he goes, "Yo guys, my next thing, I'm going to jack off in class." Everyone would be like, "Oh fuck, he's taking it up a notch." Yeah. but then like if you're the weirdo creep show who's just you just got that primal urge and you don't care who sees it, then it's tanking your career.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking as well.
Did you ever just have like just a kid growing up in class or whatever that was just like so outrageously bad, just like such a terrible kid?
Like bad in what
like
way?
Super like, yeah, like just yeah, like bad like career ending, commanding the attention of the class, just doing terrible misbehaving shit, like ruining stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mean just class clowns, or do you mean like just...
Where it's like, I had a kid
in my class back in like third grade. I don't... Is that what you call it in America? Third grade?
Yeah, we do that.
Yes, we have third grade.
Third salt.
Well, over here we call it grade three, so I didn't want to put it the wrong way around.
Yeah. Anyway, third grade versus grade three.
I would have no idea what you meant if you said grade three, honestly.
Salt stick, pretzel stick, they're so confusing.
Anyway, I had a kid in third grade that literally picked up a table and threw it out a window.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, raw strength. It like barely almost hit the teacher as well. And the teacher like drop kicked him out of the room, basically.
Didn't you?
That was pretty entertaining.
Wait, what?
Didn't you go to Fancy Pants School where everybody had their own computer?
No, that was Charlie.
No, it was you.
I did not go to no fancy. Yeah, well, you
no,
were talking.
Well, no. Yeah, you know, that was the high school. This was the elementary.
Yeah, Charlie went to a fancy high school.
Yeah, I also went to a little schmancy high school as well. But Jackson like started it off like, where were your guys' computers in high school?
We took them home with us.
Jesus.
No, but yeah, that kid got in a lot of trouble. He was like kicked out of the room by the teacher and
what happened to the principal who drop kicked him out of the room? That's what
nothing.
You said.
The kid was like a real big issue, so it was good that it finally got taken care of. Because that wasn't the only situation.
It was a justified dropkick of a child.
Yeah.
It was a bit of fun.
I was going to say, Andrew was like the menace of his kindergarten. He told me today he was taller than his teacher in kindergarten.
I was. Bully the teacher? How are you taller than the teacher? What the hell?
She was a short woman, and I was a tall kid.
She'd still have to be like at least 4'10" or something.
Yeah, she was probably like 5 foot even.
And you were taller than that in kindergarten. It's fucking wild.
I got tall quick. I did.
So fucking insane, man. You're like the Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. I'm glad. Anyway, the only thing I know about that, I told you guys earlier about on the podcast about the story where you would put the paperclip through an eraser and jam it in an electrical socket and create fires, right? So one of the guys in that same group of kids who would do that. The only other thing I really remember that I still think is really funny. At my school, you had to do a certain level of community service hours. Because, like, you know, every school has that, like, oh, you know, you have to graduate, but then also do this. So one of the ways you could get service hours was by helping set up the drama club, like help them make sets and costumes and all that shit. Like, just stay after school and help one of the clubs do stuff. So two of those guys stayed after school, and I did drama throughout high school. So I was just there because I was in the fucking play. And they were like, what can we do to help? And they were known for, you know, just fucking around all the time. So the teacher said, well, we're building the set. You guys can just paint the stairs because they have to be a certain color. And they were like, okay. And then after about an hour, the teacher showed up. The stairs were maybe like two splotches of paint on them. And both of them were just covered head to toe in paint. Like just like they were just spilling it on each other. And we wore school uniforms, which weren't cheap either. So they just ruined their fucking clothes. And then when the teacher kept telling them to leave, they just kept screaming over and over, I'm painting, but I'm painting. And that was it. And high school me found that really fucking funny. Yeah.
Not exactly bad kids. It just sounds like they're fucking
idiots.
They
didn't do things to like break shit. They did stupid shit in general.
That's weird, though.
That's what I really thought funny.
We had this kid in third.
That's my story.
That's a banger, though. I have a very similar painty one. There's this kid named I'd name drop him. It was second grade. I don't know where he is. Kyle. That's a common enough name. We had this kid named Kyle that would just was a maniac. Like, he'd go out at recess and stuff, and he'd always, like, the thing that he'd always do is he'd scream, he'd go, "Ouch, ouch, look, look." And he'd turn around and he'd, like, have his balls stretched out and his pants all the way down.
It's like I was doing paint.
Oh, wait, that wasn't paint related. But no.
We really took that in a different direction.
I don't know about you guys, but I can't paint unless my balls are real stretched out.
That was the unpaint related thing. No, but what he would do is, one day in art class, he went in and just unscrewed all of the lids of, like, those, just those tubs of, like, acrylic paint or whatever, and he went to every single table, like, and poured out an entire jug of paint, and he rolled around on the table on paint and was making body prints all across the wall, like, with the paint.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That's odd. Like, just a level of chaos where it's just like, fucking, you can't even comprehend it as a kid like that, you know, because a bad kid back then is like, oh, they said a bad word in class, or like, they like threw an eraser or something. And you have a kid fucking doused in paint making Kyle prints all on the wall. Like, how do you rationalize that?
Showing his nuts as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was always. I like, ow, look at this.
I love how musical it sounded. Ouch, ouch. Ooh, look at this. Like a fucking tribal chant.
I'm actually very curious on yours. Do you have any stories, Kaya? Because in Turkey, I imagine, like, the bad kid would probably have, like, fucking murdered the teachers or something.
I don't know if you guys have. Do you guys have people in your country who love huffing paint thinner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You would have them.
Not in elementary school.
Hmm? Yeah, I still do.
Yeah, we had one right around outside the school, which is why the principal at some point forbade us to go outside, because this guy would mug any of the children that would go outside. This kid is a paint, you know, we call them tinerje, which is literally paint huffer, paint thinner huffer, whatever you would call it. And these guys, all they do all day long is they mug people, and with the money they get, they buy more paint thinner and they huff it all day long. I don't know.
Wait, were these students in your grade, or just people standing outside the school?
Well, people standing outside our school, but by people, when I say people, this was another kid our age, even younger, who would mug us.
Right.
Okay. Just this 12-year-old with a blade pulled on you who would ask for your lunch money, right? And
why? It sounds like you're looking back on this so fondly.
Yeah.
Like, you're laughing, giggling about it.
I missed the time you were.
I assume he's died at this point from all the winters. I mean, this guy was a street kid. He didn't have a home. It's just a paint huffer, paint thinner huffer. What do you want? He's gonna die.
How does he keep getting all the paint then?
Well, it's cheap, I assume.
By mugging people, probably.
Yeah, by mugging people too.
I hope he was mugging people for money and not just everyone carrying paint thinner on them all the time.
No. See, the problem is
he'd be out of a job real
quick.
And
that kind of like everybody thinks, oh, I'm gonna be a. At least those losers think they're gonna be badasses and mug people all day long. And the thing is that, if you keep pulling knives on everybody for your whole life and that's how you sustain yourself, sooner or later you're going to run into a psycho, right? Who's just been waiting for this opportunity. And there's been this news in Turkey, which everybody always loves and makes fun of, where this guy who looks like a complete psychopath, he got mugged by one of these paint thinner huffers. So apparently this, like, I don't know, 16-year-old kid with a bucket of paint thinner in his hands, pulled a blade on this guy who looks like a hulking monster in a bandana, and he wanted his money. And this guy said, fuck you, and punched the kid in the mouth, and the kid fell on the ground with his paint thinner doused all over him, and the guy set him on fire.
Oh my god.
What happens when you just spend your life mugging people? Sooner or later, you're going to run into a guy who's a bigger psycho than you are.
Holy shit.
Well, that was a power play by him, because now the big guy has the paint thinner.
No.
Oh my god. That man's name was John Wick of Turkey.
No, he didn't. He doesn't even take the. I mean, you know, these muggers, they don't have any fucking money on them, obviously. It's just this.
So you can't mug them.
Look,
back.
I'm just saying, if you mug people sooner or later, you're gonna run into a guy who looks like this, who looks like a G.I. Joe character.
Right? Oh my god!
I just
holy
for those
fucking crap!
I just sent the guys a video of this guy who is in almost full camouflage, talking with broken Turkish, and he's talking about how.
With a heavy weather jacket and full bandana, by the way. You got to specify
They're
that.
They're all color-coded to be, like, dark army green.
Too. Literally, it's army olive drab. It's fucking crazy.
This man walks around waiting to set
this
somebody
guy,
on
no,
fire.
He's talking about, like, oh my God. Bro, yeah, you know, he tried to mug me, and I punched him on the ground. He was insulting me. He called my mom a whore, so I kicked him in the teeth, and he had this paint thinner on him. You know, I wouldn't believe it. I thought it was just water, so I set him on fire, and he lit on fire, so he's telling the truth, man. So I felt bad for him. I was trying to put him, you know, I was trying to put the fire out, so I started kicking him. And that's the story.
Look at, also, the whole body language of this man while he's telling this story is like, you ever see a frat guy at a bar kind of get heated with some other guy's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, come on. Like, popping his arms to his sides constantly and, like, pumping his shoulders up and looking all around. Like, that's how he's telling the story. Like, he's all pride and pompous about
it. No, he's...
Look, I mean, honestly, it's a pretty badass story.
No, he's an upstanding citizen. He said, allow me to translate, okay? He says, listen, I set him on fire and I'm ready to serve whatever sentence the state seems fit for me. Good. There, that's that's an upstanding guy.
So he just admitted it. Yeah, he didn't want anyone to think that he wasn't a pussy.
They're gonna set him and his family on fire. So
no, he literally says I lit him on fire, and then I felt bad for him, so I tried to put it out and start kicking him.
It was about the time that I realized he was burning to death that I started to feel
the
bad
people
for
are
him.
Trying to put it out, and they're yelling for the police. This guy's like, I had some mercy, so I started kicking him.
I like how
what a sweet guy.
I like how he didn't believe it was paint thinner. Like, this guy's such a fucking idiot. He's like, that can't be paint thinner. Let me try lighting it on fire anyway.
Dude, don't fucking, if you're ever traveling to Turkey for whatever reason and you're listening to this, don't mug people for one. And secondly, more importantly, don't insult a random people's mothers. That'll get you burnt and killed.
I think you're missing the actual moral of the story. If you're traveling to Turkey for any reason, do not carry an open flame. You will just cause fucking destruction based on how these people
live.
Don't
walk into G.I. Joe, who looks like he just murdered Cobra Commander with his bare hands. He's ready to murder somebody.
I would just avoid huffing flammable accelerants. Keep it to like a low basic kind of item.
Yeah.
Like an Elmer's glue or an Elmer's glue stick. Anything in the Elmer's family is pretty safe, probably.
I don't
know. Are you sponsored by them?
Yeah. Go to elmers.com/Gus for 10% off your fucking huffing accelerant shit.
Get 50% off with this extension that's free. No, I don't know. Paint thinner is scary, man. Here's like a video of a guy, a street kid from Turkey again, who he douses a bunch of, what is that called, guys? Like polyester? No, it's not polyester. What is that called?
Salt sticks.
The white thing you put in like packages to bolster it a little bit.
Oh, the packing peanuts?
Kind of, yeah. The material that packing peanuts are made out of.
Styrofoam.
Like he pours a little bit of paint thinner on styrofoam and it just dissolves the styrofoam entirely. And the kid is crying, he's begging for help. Like he's saying, I'm addicted to this stuff and yada yada. It's scary stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be addicted to this shit.
Oh my God. Gus, are you a big drug addict by chance?
No, I'm more passive. It's kind of a passing fancy thing.
so like social drugs then, of course, like the occasional heroin bender and stuff.
It's just a hobby.
Yeah, like if it's like a bridal shower and they're passing the needle around, I'll take a little swab in that. But other than that, no. I'm occasionally
I set someone afire.
Yeah, mood strikes me right. I only ask because have you guys seen the synthetic marijuana shit? Like that's kind of the kind of new stuff, the K2 stuff.
No, what is that? Oh, like ketamine? God.
Yeah. It's just like ketamine, except like they've re-engineered it to be even more like harmful.
Why? Recently, great. Why would they not improve it?
Why?
Perfect. Yeah.
I don't know, but in the area around Tampa, not exactly in Tampa, I've been seeing a lot of shit pop up on Facebook about people just going wild on K2. And I've seen some videos. It looks like they completely exit the corporeal dimension. It is absolutely remarkably scary.
Is it like crocodile or whatever it's called?
No, crocodile, crocodile eats your flesh. It doesn't really do anything beyond that. But it's more like bath salts times 10.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking wild.
K2, is it like the sequel to K or what?
Yeah, it's the improved. This is James Cameron's magnum opus of K.
K2, the island of lost dreams.
Do you have any videos of people going nuts on?
Oh, God, you could just type in K2 or synthetic marijuana and you can find 100 of them just in our like little area. It's wild. It's like an epidemic. I don't know.
What's the most dangerous drug?
K2 is actually the most dangerous one.
Is it actually?
Well, because what happens is when you do it, for some reason, oftentimes you'll get naked and then you just start going around the city. And some people get like hit by cars or like fall downstairs and die. I feel like
people do that on other jobs, drugs, not jobs. They do that on other drugs as well, though.
Mm.
I've seen too many videos of that. Like, why is that just a common side effect? Like, you know, like you get naked and you go around the city. I see it all the time.
It's so fucking weird, man.
There's a I just found an incredible video on demonstrating K2. There's a guy who's addicted to it, and he is just ascending to whatever plane Jesus Christ had prepared for him in the next dimension. But the way that they're presenting him to the city, because they're using him to raise awareness, they have him fucking on a harness and a woman is just holding him upright via like this backpack strap. And he is doing nothing but like falling forward and drooling and just pulling out shit and waving it with his hands.
Ugh.
It is incredible. She's like controlling the world's worst puppet, but it's a guy high on K2.
It sounds like some Hannibal Lecter shit.
It's fucking creepy. I'll link it. Yeah. It's
K2's
oh god,
wild.
Let me get a good starting
to answer your
point.
Question, the drug that's probably the most dangerous is crocodile, you know, for intellectuals. It literally eats your flesh from like your very first use.
Yeah, it's drain cleaner,
yeah,
isn't it? Crocodile is just like engineered
drain
cleaner.
How does it eat your flesh?
Because it's fucking drain cleaner, Jackson.
But the act of eating implies that some kind of bacteria
No, crocodile isn't, you don't eat it. It's not like a sandwich. Yeah, it's like it's heroin. It's
you
like
inject
heroin.
It, Jackson, and it gets into your bloodstream and starts dissolving shit.
Yeah. Like, immediately. Yeah,
it's literally just acid, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Poor man's heroin in Russia, where Russians are so poor in the ghetto, they can't even afford heroin, so they make their own. That's called crocodile. Of course, they make it out of drain cleaner and molten meat or something.
It's
really
a lot
sad.
More than that. It's like anything they could find in a dumpster.
Yeah, we should do like a heroin. A heroin relief fund for the Russian people doing crazy.
Get them some heroin.
Let's get them off crocodile.
That's a great fucking idea. What's that fucking like the Make-A-Wish or the child thing where they send presents to like third world countries but do it with just heroin to Russia?
Ooh, yeah, like Doctors Without Borders, but like heroin dealers without morals.
I'd be down for that. I think the Russians would be happier.
Maybe. It is, oh my goodness. Every time I go down this crocodile rabbit hole, I'm blown away that anyone would ever do it in any way.
I don't know. I mean, you have to have a really, really sad life, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
But then again,
you ever see those videos of people smoking spice, though?
Smoking spice one, I can almost understand because it's marketed as synthetic marijuana. So you hear marijuana and you're like, oh, it can't be that bad.
So what?
Then you realize it's like, Konami code cheated into like this next level of savagery that just fucking kills you.
Is that the same thing as K2? What is it?
K2 is synthetic marijuana.
So it's spice.
The same thing.
Shouldn't even be fucking called synthetic marijuana with the fact that it wrecks your shit like PCP.
It's a marketing thing. So they're smart. If you sell something as like a this will, you know, make your dick smaller and probably make you explode or something, no one's going to buy it. But if you say, hey, this is like a jelly bean, but it's not, people are going to get all over that shit. You know what I mean? people now associate marijuana with like a positive drug and not like a bad one. So you call it synthetic. People know what that means. And they think it's probably safe, which it's not. It's fucking wild. Mm-hmm. It's ruining our neighborhoods and our communities, Andrew. Well, not our immediate ones, but near us.
Way to lift us up to a higher class.
Well, that's not what I meant. I just meant not the Tampa area.
Us in our gated communities.
Yeah.
We're fine. Yeah.
Us in our $500 million mansions.
I think beyond the golf course, there might be a neighboring neighborhood. Anyway.
But anyway.
Let's try some crocodile.
I think
like the fucking Try Guys on BuzzFeed. The Try Guys tried street grade crocodile.
Oh man,
the results may shock you.
I think it's the Asian guy, but that man would somehow turn that into the most boring crocodile trip ever. It looks like it's eating my flesh. What do you know? That'd be the whole episode. Have you guys seen his show? Their show? That man is excruciatingly boring.
They have a show.
There's four of them, right?
Yeah, the guys that like compare a $5 burger to a $50 burger.
What a bunch of lucky
that show's
guys.
Horrendous.
Dude, that's the luckiest shit ever.
There's two different shows though. There's the Try Guys, which is like four dudes do whatever, and then there's like Poor Thing versus Expensive Thing.
I thought they were the same.
And Poor Thing versus Expensive Thing, I don't know the actual name, but that's the worst show on YouTube.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. I think it's the absolute worst thing that YouTube makes. There's not a single good redeeming value about it.
It's
literally look at this sponsorship versus this other sponsorship.
That's so true. Like, I mean it. They're the luckiest people ever because anyone could have fulfilled those roles. And you know that people are just clicking on it because they don't give a shit about their personalities. They're just like, oh, what does a $10,000 pizza look like? I guess I'll find out, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. The guy, they're not witty. They're not funny. There's no jokes. And then surprisingly, you guys might be taken aback to hear this. Every product featured on the show is good. So when they sit down, and go $10 pizza versus $100 pizza, what's better? They go, hi, welcome to Tombstone Pizza. Would you please eat our delicious pizza? And they go, oh, the crust, it's so flaky and it's so good for cheesy. And I thank the good people at Tombstone for sponsoring this video. Who would have imagined we would have liked the pizza? What?
I hope
it's the fucking worst fakest shit.
Hope one day one of them snaps and they just go completely off script. This is the worst shit I've ever tasted in my life. Fuck you, Tombstone.
Man, I want to do that, man. I was thinking of making that kind of show, but I just shit on everything I get, even if it's great.
There's a good way of not being able to go back to any of those restaurants. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Disposable sponsors.
I mean, if I get like a Burger King Whopper... I don't think they're really going to give a fuck if some random nobody on the internet makes a video saying it tastes bad.
Burger King's really struggling, man. They care for everything.
That's true.
Speaking of like stealing ideas, though, like Andrew wants to do, Gus, let's talk about SNL. How's that going? Do you think they're still stealing from you?
Why did you steal their ideas?
You know, had to be done. Now, you know, I said too, for people that don't know, I had a very similar sketch to what... I made mine first, and then SNL made a sketch about, like, America's Got Talent being super fucking formulaic, you know, and it's always people come out and they laugh at them, and, oh, that guy's gonna suck, and then, what, they're good? And then SNL made one, like, a month later, and it was, like, it was pretty much the same exact idea, but, I mean, I even said at the time when I made a video about it, like... It wasn't the most creative, groundbreaking idea. Like, people already kind of knew about the meme of that for a while. It was just worth it. Because the thing is, I had so many people just furiously, like, trying to defend me, being like, those fuckers. And it's like, hey, guys, it would be kind of cool to work there. I'm kind of trying to maybe do that, too. So maybe, like, shut the fuck up about this. Because, you know, everyone could have had the same idea here. But no, genuinely, like, one thing that has bothered me is not even SNL stuff. I made a similar thing. I made a video a couple months ago, like, making fun of how J.K. Rowling keeps, like, changing shit about the Harry Potter universe, like, after the fact, so she can be more inclusive. Which,
you're speaking right into our language, because I think
we have spoken about this for the last 10 episodes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somehow, it's like a unifying thing of all people and creators, and we get on the show. It's just, they got to come on and shit on J.K. Rowling a little bit.
Good.
Just a little bit.
I'm glad I could add in, but no, the thing is, like, I made my video about it, and the thing is, as a concept, of course... people already know that shit. You know, I had seen for years people like when if she came out first and did the Dumbledore's gay thing, you know, and already people were like, OK, you can't change shit that you already wrote. Like you're done with this thing. So it wasn't that I had a fully original idea, but I took the idea. I made a joke about it. And then like the sketch I made, like the delivery was distinct. The costumes were kind of distinct. Like I put my own spin on it. And then what did bug me after the fact, and I'm not going to name drop, but you maybe figure out, you know, shit, is like I had two channels that I know, like I've interacted with and like people like we know each other. They made videos about it like afterwards, all within like a month or two of mine. And they were so fucking similar to like the structure and like the delivery and the costumes and stuff. And it's just like, dude, come on, guys. And I never said anything about it, and obviously I'm not name dropping and shit, but like it bothers me when it's like other YouTube channels that clearly like watch my stuff or interact with me. That's what does bug me.
Well, it's more believable when like YouTube channels do it to each other, whereas SNL, would they even watch YouTube that much? Probably, when they're in the writing room?
I don't know. And the thing is, you know, I just don't even know. I can only speculate at this point. But, you know, yeah, it does bug me at a YouTuber level, especially because, like, the people, it's like, I know you guys, you know, we know each other personally.
What do you mean you know them? It's personal.
I've worked with them before.
Yeah, every
YouTuber
knows every other YouTuber.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But it's like, oh, I've been to, like, their personal functions of theirs, and I've, like, been over to their place, like, multiple times and shot with them multiple times. And it's like, then you release the video, like, a month after my thing. Like, it's not taking a huge, like, shot at me career-wise, but it's like, I know you saw my fucking video. Like, did you think I was not going to see this? You know? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, you can pull a fast one on me.
Yeah.
Gus Johnson goes and puts the paint thinner on him with the match.
It takes so little for me to snap like that.
Well, between that and the Bohemian Rhapsody cult, which one do you dislike most? Because you can't even say Bohemian Rhapsody without getting copyright claimed at the moment, can you, Gus?
No, you can't. And you're very brave for saying it now and destroying the funding on this whole episode for yourself. Yeah, it's stupid. That one bugs me more site-wide thing. You know, the J.K. Rowling joke was more personal, but, like, site-wide, it's just so dumb. And you know what really bothered me, too, is, like, there were some people that were coming out and just, like, shitting on me for saying, like, you know, it's possible that people maybe haven't heard Bohemian Rhapsody before. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking possible. You know, like, I haven't seen half the Disney movies made. People miss shit. But it's like, these aren't people. These are YouTubers. It's different, you know? They're making stuff on trends and shit. I sound like a cranky old man on my porch now, just throwing shit out. And another thing.
That's kind of the whole podcast here, just shitting on things.
Back in my day, we called them salt sticks.
Yeah. I remember when girls used to just strip on this porn platform, and now they're doing it on my sacred YouTube. Ugh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I remember when we had to come on our desks at school, not into a napkin like a civilized man.
Oh, the glory days.
That was a callback to my other joke. I don't know if you, this sick callback, dude.
Fuck yeah, man. I was gonna bring something up about J.K. Rowling and I completely forgot what it was. Fuck, man.
Did you see though the last couple of days what she like tweeted about, or Pottermore did, her website?
Yeah,
we talked about the shitting.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more to be said about it. Come on, dude, it's too much.
Who's like your own personal lol cow, which is kind of the term attributed to someone like J.K. Rowling, who's just completely fucking senile and it's enjoyable to watch from a distance?
Senile? God, I don't even know. Obviously she was probably number one for me. Like, I was a huge Harry Potter kid growing up, and it's just like, dude, come on.
Do you have anyone on YouTube that's like that? Any locales on YouTube
that are like kind of wrecking stuff now, or that it's like sad to watch now, or what?
Yeah, like just kind of.
It's more. It's entertaining to watch in a way.
Like entertainingly sad. I guess. Like, oh, I can give you an example. Like a Psychic Pebbles. He had the guy who wanted to kill himself or like kill other people because one of his arms was a little shorter than the other one. Uh-huh. Something like that. So I guess in that same vein, or maybe it's even the same guy. Maybe you like to watch him.
Maybe. I guess one that's not super entertaining, but is kind of like, I don't know if sad's the way to say it, and I really don't want to insult the dude, but, like, you remember Julian Smith that used to make all those sketches, like, back in the day? like the Malk one and hot Kool-Aid and like that doesn't ring a bell. The Malk, it's pronounced milk, Malk. Anyway, I'm sure a lot of people listening will probably like recognize this stuff. But like when I was growing up, he made these really high quality sketches and he'd post them all the time. And I was like, I would watch those as a kid and he was my number one inspiration for shit. And then like in the last couple of years, like he just kind of stopped making sketches and then he tried doing like daily vlogs and it didn't work out at all. And then like the last nail in the coffin for him was like, he tried to incorporate this Best Fiends ad, you know, the mobile game. And it was just like, it was really bad. And I don't know. And now he's like, he tried to come back and do a podcast where he was like a funny sketch guy. And then he came back and he's doing like a podcast, same on his main channel. And he's talking to like authors and theologians and stuff. But it's like, I mean, none of his audience really wanted to watch that. So it's like, no one's really watching him anymore. It's sad. I hope he's doing well personally. He was a huge inspiration, but it's just sad to see that, you know?
It's like a slow descent.
Yeah, I almost feel bad bringing it up too, because it's like I don't want to diss the guy, but I just like it's disappointing to watch that stuff.
Maybe give him a shout out instead. Yeah. Maybe talk about the best parts of his career, what you enjoyed.
Oh yeah, I mean he has an enormous back catalog of stuff that is genuinely probably some of the best sketch work you're ever going to see on YouTube. Go look him up, Julian Smith, really funny stuff. Look at Carphone. Awesome. Carphone's fucking great.
That's a good
great.
Note to end on.
Yes.
Which, speaking of which, we do have to wrap up now. So, Gus, why don't you shout out your stuff?
All right.
And give everyone a place to go to watch more.
Well, I am currently in the sketch-making stage of YouTube before I interview local authors a few years down the road. So if you want to go watch, like, dumb memes and sketches and shit, look me up on YouTube, Gus Johnson. That's pretty much all I'm doing right now.
What about your podcast?
Just about to say,
oh, yeah,
yeah, what do you mean?
I do that
seriously.
I was so excited about
Eddie
talking
Burback,
about
I guess.
Honey. I do a podcast.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Yeah, no, I do a podcast with Eddie Burback, too. It's the Gus and Eddie podcast. It comes out every Friday. We got cool guests, and otherwise we just fuck around and stuff. So go check that out, too.
Two beautiful people. Go give them a listen. Go give them a try. They won't be as good as us, but hey, they'll try. Speaking of which, you can find us over at Patreon, patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. If you want to help support us, there's a lot of bonus content over there. Hours upon hours of bonus content. So go give it a look. You might find something you like.
Oh, that
and
cute.
That's it for us.
Bye,
we'll
everyone.
See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.